Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, the words you use matter. What do I mean by that? I'm currently listening to a fantastic book called How to Think Like a Roman Emperor. And it's not what you think, probably, because what it does is it basically brings out Stoic thinking and the benefits of Stoic thinking. And if you're not familiar with that, I think you'll find it a fantastic read. But here's an example. A lot of times we use words for instance, like, if I don't get this, I'm going to just die. Now, we say things like that with hyperbole. We say things with emotion. And the reality is you're not going to die if you don't get that. But we talk about it that way. And what happens is when we talk that way, we basically set ourselves up for unrealistic expectations. In other words, you're not going to die. And the fact that you think you're gonna die, even though you're just saying it's an expression, words matter. Words absolutely matter. And so the Stoic principle, the Stoic philosophy, is that you're capable of handling much more pain than you imagine. And you're starting to see this concept resurrect in books like David Goggins, where the book is Can't Hurt Me. But you're starting to see this return to Stoic thinking where, you know what? We are not just creatures that are slaves to our passions. Now, in my Christian faith, it's talked about that for thousands of years, how we don't have to be slaves of our passions. It's not that you have to deny yourself or your body from all things that are pleasurable. But what it is saying is that many times we don't give ourselves enough credit. We think that we just feel something and have to act on it. Like, we feel angry, we just have to lay into somebody. You know, we feel jealous, we just have to rant on social media. And you're starting to find that social media many times is diametrically opposed to a lot of Stoic thinking, where instead, let's take every thought captive. There's a concept, and see if it's worthy of being expressed in words or in actions. So this is Carrie Oberbrunner. I just want to challenge you. It's a book that's challenging me. I don't know if you do read or if you listen to audiobooks. I listen to a ton of audiobooks because it fits my lifestyle. And I'm always trying to just grow and get more aware of blind spots. So this is one that I've been thinking about lately, is the words that I use. And it's pretty enlightening. So if you are familiar with Stoicism, or if you find this little brief conversation interesting, go ahead, post any comments. I'd love to interact and hear your thoughts. Be a soul on fire. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.